wanted to ask you, maybe you could imagine this a little bit. If you could have free rein in designing or managing the forested landscape on Burnaby Mountain, what would its desired condition be?
Well, all the vegetation there is in great shape from what I've seen. So the topography, you call it, the ups and downs is a problem for a lot of people. There's a lot of trails that go quite deep down. There's some walkways that are very small, old bridges. I don't know if the city's changed any, but the last time I was up there, no. So the trail system isn't at a standard that I would call a municipally approved level for citizens to go up there without worrying about what they're walking on or biking. The biking is a bit trickier because it's got to be designed in a way not to put bikers at risk and pedestrians at risk and eat away the soil. Mm-hmm. And you can't be allowing these guys to go up and build any kind of contraption they want for jumps and stuff.
No.
Cutting down trees for making jumps.
Yes. But I was thinking about, you said that you felt that the vegetation is healthy and you like the looks of the forest. You wouldn't like to see changes?
I have to admit I did put some trees up there in a couple spots, but it wasn't so much that it really needed them. I just had some extra ones and there was some spots without trees. But now you go by, you go up Glardy Way there now, and the way it's grown so much in 10 years.
Those are the alder trees?
Yeah, along the roadway there, they grow like weeds. But right there, there's also a grove of really big trees, too.
Oh, what kind?
They would be Douglas fir.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's three or four of them. I haven't been there for a while. And there's an area that there's no access to, except you step off the bridge and go through the bushes to find out about them. Like this tree here, this one here, the old growth tree.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, it's about 700 years old.
And that's in Burnaby Park.
Yeah.
In the conservation area.
Yeah.
And it's off the trail?
Yeah. Again, there's no easy access to it because the power lines go right down beside it. And underneath the power lines, you have all these bushes that are always so close together and prickly. And so it's really hard to get to. So that tree was probably left because it probably got hit by lightning and the top of it was knocked off.
Okay.
So when they logged the area, they just, we don't need this one.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Are there very many of those really old ones?
The only one.
That's the only one.
There's a couple there that in that one grove by Stony Creek. Yeah, it's right down here where they have those three or four big ones that are probably 100 years old. Quite impressive.
Would you like to see more conifers in the forest?
Well, they're there.
They're there.
They're there. And they're under attack, too, from, when it gets too dry or the wind. And on the north side, there used to be so many nice, big, healthy hemlocks, and then these beetles got into them. They just bore in all around the bottom of the tree, red beetles. You can take down a tree in four years or so.
So you're not only managing the park for human impact, but there's always natural disturbance that happens, too.
I actually suggested to our society that we allow the city go in there and log them. They were worth $10,000 or something.
Oh, the ones that were attacked.
The ones that were going to die.
By insects. Oh, so what happened to them?
No, I don't know. Probably just died.
That's interesting, yes. I mean, if it's part of the natural system, I guess you would just let them fall, become nursery trees or whatever. Yep. Huh. It really becomes quite a challenge, doesn't it, to manage it as an ecosystem and still realize other values.
At the same location of those hemlocks, there's also an old shooting blind is there from when hunters used to go to Burnaby Mountain to shoot deer and bear and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah, just wandered across that one day too. We combed every almost square foot we could get to when we mapped out the trails. We got all this interesting history. We also ran into student camps on the mountain.
Yes.
Some of them were up to 10, 12 tents. One of them was on over in this area here.
On the north side.
Yeah, there's a creek that comes down. They used for the water for cooking and everything. And then every day they'd walk up and go to university. And before this was developed, they had some tent cities in this part too.
Oh, where the university is going in. Oh, I'll be darned. And this would have been in the 80s and 90s?
Yep.
I wonder if students are still doing that.
Well, they could. If they want to rough it, but God, mosquitoes there just kill you if you stay there overnight.
Oh.
You have to stay covered up if you stay there. They had full tents, and some of them had funny little things they built, like little shacks and stuff. They packed all this stuff in to build them, and they meant to stay there for several months.
Were they eventually evicted, or?
I don't really know if they went after these ones at all. I never reported anything like that. But the ones that were up there, they were facing being evicted anyway. That was the same area that I got the rose bushes from. There's natural areas of the roses as big as round as this dining room and the front room, and they only grow this tall. And all the roses would be just on the top. So you walk in, there'd just be this pink growth. And the roses are only this big around.
Oh.
Tiny little roses.
And this was up where the university is now?
Yeah. Like I say, I got two of them left. I got to find somebody to donate them to. Like,
and they would be natural vegetation?
Yep, natural roses. Like, there's natural ones that grows around the lakes and stuff. But they're the ones that like a lot of sun. These ones, they only live underneath a canopy of huge maples, that type of thing.
Mm. I was wondering that now that you live in Coquitlam, what kind of ties do you still have with Burnaby Mountain?
Well, just the odd visit. I usually go up there when my daughters want to.
Oh,
like I say, I don't go up there by myself too much. I've had too many run-ins with wildlife. So I wait till they come and want to go for a hike or a walk.
So what part of the mountain would you go?
The Stony Creek side.
The
now.
Stony Creek side.
Yeah.
And your daughter's quite late going up there.
Yeah, they're both real. Well, I've had them on all my walks. You know, even before Burnaby Mountain, I liked walking and hiking. So they're just used to it. I can't keep up to them anymore. They're both really fast walkers. They like hiking all the time.
Hmm. Well, that's great. Then another generation of walkers.
Yeah. It's good for you.
Well, I've come to the end of my questions, and I was just wondering if there's anything from our interview that you have further thoughts about.
I'm surprised. You covered just about everything I could ever think of.
Well, I've really appreciated your talking with me. This has been great.
That's good. Good to go over it again.
Yes, and I thank you very much.
I just wish we had more good results along the way, like the First Nations part. That really is a sore spot for me.
Yes.
Because I thought they could have added so much to the... And even if they put the longhouse where the bike thing is now, or somewhere, anywhere, I think it would have really added to the park. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think everything's gone pretty much as everybody expected.
Well, good. Well, thank you again, and I will end this interview.